Hey, Fanny, how's it going?
Hi, Mike Jensen. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm good. I'm well. You know, it's life. You take the good, you take the bad.
Yep. You take the rest, and then you have
the facts of life. Yeah, it's a good show. How are you? You did a bunch of tax stuff today. Was that what was happening?
I did. We did our taxes today, and so we'll get hopefully a refund in a couple weeks. We kind of wanted to get on it because it was a real It was a very frugal January.
Sure.
So, and we really, honestly, I thought we saved anyways, but you know, it's just intense. You spend more than you think you'll spend during the holidays, and then everything comes at you fast. And weirdly, a lot of my yearly annual subscriptions go out in January. So it's like, a lot of them are like over $100. So I have like four things that go out. And I'm like, shit, that's like almost $1,000 are going out just for that. And every year I'm like, I have to remind myself that this happens. So, oh, and then I had to pay my, which you don't have a car, but I had to pay my, what do they call it? Title? No. It's so you can get your tabs, you know, every
year.
Yeah,
I remember that. I have like memories of that.
Do you know how expensive my tabs are?
Oh no, how expensive?
Over $700. And then I paid them late because I thought, well, I'll just wait. And they tax you, it was a fee of $150, so $150 more. I know. So anyways, it's a very, January was a very expensive month. And so yeah, we got our taxes done. At least we get some back, and so we can, you know, pay back some things that we need to and just sort of stick some in my savings. And yeah, that's what we did today. But that's why we couldn't record earlier, because I was like, I have to get this done. And I'm glad to be done.
Yeah, sorry, there's like weird interference on my, I think everything's fine. All right, we'll keep going. It's been kind of wild because, you know, I've talked with this before, but you know, haven't been super busy. So like my paycheck is in flux, and I just have that thing of like, I don't know. I mean, I just get in that mode of like, am I living beyond my means? Like, I don't feel like I am. I don't feel like I lead like a crazy hedonistic lifestyle, but I guess it's like all the little things that add up where I just am like, I'm fine. But I don't know. Everything feels very precarious. Like it feels very like one thing would make everything kind of a disaster.
Fall apart. Honestly, is that January for everybody?
Maybe. Maybe it's a January thing.
It feels like that. Yeah. My paycheck goes down as well because it's weird. You pay in the business that we're in, my husband and I, it's like towards the end of the year, his paycheck gets to be the normal amount that we're used to. But in the beginning, first half of the year, he pays so many more taxes. I'm all about taxes right now. But like, so basically from December's paycheck to January's paycheck, it's a difference of quite a bit. And so the budget has to change. And so that's another thing for us. But you know, you're not making as much because everyone's tightening their their wallets up.
Yeah, everyone's kind of, you know, not spending money. And I'm trying not to, though. We will eventually get to a thing where I just spent so much money that my stomach hurts a little bit. But it's all fine. It's okay. It's all right. Yeah, it's been an interesting week. You know, it was Jesse's birthday yesterday. And he'd been planning he'd been planning like a housewarming / birthday party because he just moved into his new place a few months ago. And I've been there a lot. Like I've been there a lot, like painting and putting things together. So it was kind of like fun and going and like being like, oh, look, it's a full apartment and everything's painted and everything's put together. And it was nice because, you know, there are certain people that I don't really see as much or people that I don't really see anymore. Like both of my old managers from the restaurant, because Jesse now works at a company that they work at. So I got to see both of them, and like, I love both of them so much. And so that was really, really fun just to get to like hang out and talk. And then, you know, it's just post holiday, everyone did their various things during the holidays, and I didn't necessarily see people as much. And so it was kind of fun of like, okay, now post holidays, we're all getting together in January to like just sort of hang out and talk. And anyway, it was fun. And then like, what was the other thing that I was going to talk about? I was saying that neither of us had any notes. So we're like both like flying by the seat of our pants.
Because I'm like just naked and afraid.
What happened with my week? Because then I guess the other thing that's happened this week that's kind of fun, actually, like you sent me some vocal warm-ups at the end of our recording session. And I've been doing them every day. Like I've been like working out and then like doing my vocal warm-ups, and it's felt really good. Like, it's felt really like empowering somehow. And I will also say that, you know, I've talked about this before, I think, that there's an album that I started writing like almost 12 years ago, and it never, and granted, it's been done for like 6 years. Like, all the songs were finished. Yeah, like, I played it for you when you lived in Hermosa still. Like, that's how long ago, like, the album's been written. I just had never gotten around to, like, producing it. And, like, there was one song that I just couldn't get the vocals to sound the way that I wanted them to. And I will say that by, like, doing those warm-ups, and then I sang it. And I really like it. And I listened to the whole thing all the way through. And I'm like, all right, it's done. So now what's next? Now I need to figure out the next thing to do with it. And I do have a friend who is in music and gets her stuff mastered and like knows how to get things out into the world. So, you know, that's the next goal. And it's a scary step, but it's a thing that I've been wanting to do for a long time. So yeah, that has felt like a fun thing just for me, and like playing my guitar and singing every day, even if it's just for 10 or 15 minutes, just to like keep myself in practice has been a very good thing for me.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
We should do a GoFundMe for you to get your stuff mixed. GoFundMe for Mike so he can make this album.
Yeah, I think like I need shiny. To find out how much it's going to be. Like, I don't know how expensive it is. But yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm definitely want to get that done. So that's all.
I think it's great. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I it's so easy for me to get lost in what I didn't do. You know what I mean? Like, it's so easy for me to get distracted by like, why didn't I do this 10 years ago? Why didn't I do, you know, where then it's just like, well, that's not helpful. Like,
exactly.
Just do it now. And yeah, I don't know. It's hard. I'm not one of those no regrets people. I wish that I was. I wish I was one of those, like, everything happens the way it's supposed to. Whereas I'm much more like,
yeah,
I don't know. All am I regrets. Just messing up all the time?
Well, no, that's just, it's, you know, it's tough. It's like, you just have to be aware of it. And then you have to remind yourself that, no, you can't hold on to those regretful feelings. You just have to keep moving. I feel you. Music is good, though. It heals you. And it's also your, you know, it's like your talent. It's your passion. So you have to share it with people. I'm really excited.
Yeah. So how about, what you digging this week? Anything in particular?
Well, you know, my digging is what I also could do without.
Okay.
So maybe I should go after you.
Okay, I'll go first because mine is kind of bizarre because it's like a blast from the past. Well, first of all, I will say that I'm continuing to really enjoy True Detective, the newest season. It is definitely creepy and eerie, but like I'm really enjoying it. It's also very, I'm curious to see because there's definitely like a spiritual angle to it, or like maybe a supernatural aspect to it. And I always wonder if that's going to end up, if we're going to end up having a factual, or if we're going to have to go and lean into the metaphysical. So very curious to see where that goes, but I am really, really enjoying it. So this is so bizarre and such a blast from the past, but I will say, as I've gone through, you know, I've changed computers so many times, and you know, from back in the day when you would, what was it like, you would rip a CD, like you'd put your CD into the CD player and then it would go on to your iTunes collection. And, you know, I've done that for hundreds of CDs, most of which I don't own anymore. So I've been kind of going back through my music collection to see what I don't own anymore. And there have been some that kind of make me sad, and I'll get around to buying them because, as we've also established, I do buy, like I do purchase things on iTunes.
Yeah, you're a collector.
And, you know, there's a couple of 10,000 Maniacs albums that I don't own anymore that I'm going to have to at some point go back and rebuy. And in that same vein, a couple of Natalie Merchant CDs that, you know, I loved some of her early stuff. And, you know, I'll get around to buying that. But there's there's one in particular album that I have loved since I was like 10 years old. And I, you know, I owned it as a physical CD for a very long time, and I don't anymore, and it had disappeared off of my computer collection. And part of it was like, maybe it's on one of my old computers, I still have them, maybe I could like find it and burn a CD. And but then how would it, anyways, I don't know if you even remember the group T'Pau. They had like one kind of big song called Heart and Soul. You Yes, yes, yes. And I was obsessed with it. I think mostly because my sister was obsessed with it. And so we would listen to that CD all the time. It literally, yeah, came out in 1987. And I hadn't heard it in a really long time. And it was like $7.99 on iTunes. I'm like, just buy it. Like, just buy it and own it. And I listened to it while I was walking to work. And it just brought me so much joy. And
yes.
Part of it is nostalgia. Part of it is like just thinking of a time and thinking of being young and how, and like I knew every word to every song. Like I, it all was so familiar. Like it, I know it by heart.
Yeah.
And it was just so much fun. And like, kind of like, I just was smiling for the entire walk because I was like in my head singing along with the song and like doing the harmonies that I used to do. So anyways, it's so random, but it was just a really fun thing. Like, I guess part of this is just encouraging people to like reconnect to the music that you loved when you were younger. Cause it just takes you back. Like there's, I don't know that there's anything like music that like takes you back to a moment and like gives you that feeling. So it's technically on iTunes called T'Pau Bridge of Spies. I think in America, it was just released as T'Pau, so I didn't know that it had an album title, but there you go. I just think it's fun, and it's very, like, of the era and, like, of the late 80s, sort of. I mean, like, to me, there are a couple of songs that I was like, I thought this was, like, heavy metal. It's super not, but, like, to me, I was like, electric guitars, this is wild. So anyways, that's just been fun. It just brought me a lot of joy, so I just kind of wanted to bring that up here.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Yeah. I love that.
So how about you? You have a, you're gonna kind of do both at once.
Well, I have some fractured things. First of all, I want to say, you know, I'm on my 23rd day of not drinking alcohol, and honestly, I haven't lost any weight or I don't feel less puffy or whatever. But I will say my creativity is way strong. It's like I have the force, the life force within me is a little bit stronger. I'm a little more focused, which is nice. And it feels good. What else was I going to say? Oh, I think I'm going to be directing some children in a musical coming up here in the spring. I'm so excited and I will be calling you for... You know, I'd love to talk it out with you because you know me. I like, let's talk it out. If you were here, we'd be doing it together and it would be so much fun.
Yeah.
So I'm super thrilled just trying to figure out what we're allowed to do. I mean, I would love to do Matilda. There's like a Matilda Junior, but we'll see. We'll see if we're, because it costs money and also it's that thing where, you know, if someone's doing it nearby, whatever. Anyway, but the thing I was digging, and this is going to also play into my sort of bleeding into the non-digging. Oh my God. Okay, so y'all know I love Libby, which is like the public library app. And I've been waiting for weeks to listen to Britney Spears' book. And it's amazing. It's read by Michelle Williams, and she does a wonderful job. The prologue, did you listen to it?
I haven't listened to it, no.
Okay, well, I would definitely recommend listening or whatever, you know. It's short. It's only 6 hours for a book. That's pretty short. And Brittany does the foreword. It is incredible to understand what she's been through. So for that, I say I'm digging it because I think people should. Because, you know, if you watch her Instagram, you're like, oh, Lord, this lady needs some help. But once you listen to the book, you're like, no, do exactly what you're doing. Do exactly what you're doing. Do whatever you need. And, you know, to bleed into what I could do without is the industry. And she has still, they're alive, but her parents are awful. It's that thing where child stars, if you don't have good, solid people around you, it's so easy to be taken advantage of in so many ways. And she was a victim of a lot of really messed up people. And her father, I mean, you know, this is her, like, her point of view, but I think he's just such a piece of shit and controlling. And it's part of you're listening to the book and you're like, why not just stand up? Why not get out? But she was so manipulated by these people that, and all these people were benefiting from her. It reminded me a lot of the Elvis Presley movie that the new one that came out recently with.
Gotcha.
It was just, it's so upsetting. And it made me take a, because, you know, my daughter loves to sing. You know, she loves to write. So honestly, I think she likes to write songs more, but she loves singing. And so I'm really encouraging that, not with a very, I'm making sure I'm not being too pushy or making her not like it, because I want her to, because like you're saying, a song that you hear, but singing also, it elevates your soul. I really believe that it's the one of the closest things you can be to God. I love it so much. So anyways, I'm trying to not be like, you need to practice every single day or whatever. Because she's like, I want to sing right now. I want to go to places and sing. And I'm like, after reading this Britney book, I'm like, let's just let you enjoy. Like, well, let's sell songs. You can sell those songs to people. But I just, my God, don't know if I know we're in a world, a different time right now. But oof, yikes. It's disturbing. It's disturbing. And she's fucked up because of it, too. But she's doing the best she can. And they took her kids. I mean, like, it's just, listen to the book if you haven't yet, or read. Telling you.
Yeah, it's you know, I've seen her kind of talk about how she never wants to be part of the music industry again, and I get where that impulse probably comes from. I do hope that she at some point records again, and I hope that she makes her album. Like, I hope that she makes whatever album that she wants to make, and it would probably not even be like a poppy dance album. Like, maybe she would have like her Ray of Light, you know, like maybe she would have her.
Ooh, I'd love that.
You know, I just like, I hope she does whatever she wants to do. Like, she is a free woman and should do whatever the hell she wants. But I, you know, I do think that there is healing in music. And if it's something that is inside of you, and it seems like it's something that's inside of her. So I hope that she finds a way to express that side of herself again.
Yeah, I love that. How about you?
Well, I almost don't want to say it because it like immediately leads me to like, you know what to do, Mike. I've had such bad acid reflux for the last little bit, and you know, I'm someone who suffers from it from time to time. Like, usually once a year or so, I will get a flare up, and every time that I do, I just go on Prilosec, and I have to do the full 14-day cycle. Even it usually goes away after 2 or 3 days, but then you stay on the cycle just to make sure that it's all the way down. And I did it, and nothing. Like, I still have it, and it's very. Like, it's alarming. And listen, the reason why I almost don't want to bring it up is because I'm still having coffee in the morning. I'm still drinking booze at night. Like, I recognize, like, I'm not doing things that I could be doing. But it's just it's been very frustrating. So, I don't know. I say that with the knowledge of, like, you know, well, let's take some time off of those acidic things that are probably the problem. And but that's where I am right now. So, I'm putting that out there, even though I kind of don't want to.
Well, hopefully, you know, if you just go, because what they always have you do is go down to like a very basic diet, which sucks.
Right.
But anything that could aggravate it.
Yeah, it's been really bad today, especially where I'm like, and granted, I went to a party last night. Like, I definitely like tied one on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there we go. That's the answer. But I have too many plans in the next couple of days.
Well, I will say, you know, we've been going out and doing things, and I haven't been drinking, which I thought it was going to be much harder. And it's been pretty easy. And it was funny. We had people over for football, and, you know, quite a few people, some of Adam's work friends, and just so. But I just drank, you know, sparkling, and there was too many people for anybody to be like, why aren't you drinking? Not that I'm worried about that. But after Biddy left and we cleaned up, I was like, that actually wasn't that bad. It was still fun and everything, yada, yada. And my husband was like, yeah, the only difference is we didn't make 100 plans. Like, because what I do when I get drunk is I'm like, oh my God, you know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do? We're going to hang out again. And then I make these grand plans. And I didn't really realize I do that. And I was like, oh, I kind of miss my plan making then. Because I follow through.
Yeah, that's amazing. Are you doing all of January? Is that the plan?
I'm going to go tell... Well, my sister's coming to visit in February, and so I might take a little and have a tiny bit, but I'm trying to go to St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, right. All right, good for you.
But I'm not like a psycho about it. I'm not being like, but it has been really nice to have that clarity. And like I said, I have like another movie came to my mind, so I have an outline that I wrote. What?
Wow.
Are you kidding me? You know? I know.
That's fantastic.
So I'm wondering if like, because I sometimes use it as like a crutch in terms of like being stressed, you know?
Sure.
It's basically like we put the kids to bed and I'm like, now I have my cup of whatever it is. And I'm like, and it's not even all that much ever, you know, but I mentally have been relying on it a little too much. So feels good.
All right, I'm gonna try to join you at some point, but I don't know when that'll be.
Do it. I think you're so good at it, though. I feel like you do it way more than I do it.
I'm good at doing it for a few days, though. I haven't been good at doing it for a few days in, like, you know, I'm gonna be honest. It's been probably a month or so, like certainly since the holidays, that I've been, once again, not like on a bender, not like raging, but like certainly having a drink or two every night. And I know that I do feel better when I don't do that. So I don't know. I've been having the opposite of dry January. It's not the best.
Sloppy, wet January.
Yeah, something like that. I didn't really give us a topic, but I don't know if there's much to say about this. But just because you're doing your taxes, you know, I don't know if I've talked about that on here before, that like I got into a lot of trouble with my taxes at one point. That I...
Talk about it.
You
tell
know,
us.
I will always remember the first time that I worked a job where they didn't take taxes out or didn't take enough. Like most of my income was cash. And I will always remember opening, because it somehow I got like an assessment from the IRS. It wasn't even like I sat down to do my taxes to find out what I was getting or what I owed. I got like a letter saying that I owed like $800 and something in taxes. And I remember like lying down on my bed and just being like, like, this was back in the day when I was living hand to mouth, where, like, I didn't have any savings. I didn't have any way to pay an $800. Like, that was my rent at the time. And I remember just being like, I don't have the ability to do this. And so I ignored my taxes for, like, 4 years. I didn't pay a dime. Don't come for me, IRS. It it is all now paid. But it was tens of thousands of dollars that I ended up owing when all was said and done.
What? Was it interest or was it just...
A lot of it was interest. A lot of it was taxes plus the interest plus fees and fine. Like, they will get you. Like, I say this to anyone that I meet now. Like, do whatever you got to do. Like, even I think that when I started about paying them, what I had to do was, like, I had to send in, like, a dollar just to be like, I have intentions to pay this. Here is a dollar, and then we'll figure it out from there. And, you know, state kind of ends up having to come first because state will find you. Like, federal has a harder time because there's so many people. But the state really quickly was like, hey, you have not paid these taxes, and you owe a lot of money. And it was a real... It was a real, like, scary time for me when I was, like, trying to figure it out and trying to... you know, get all of my ducks in a row and trying to, you know, I don't think that I have the kind of taxable income that's going to send me to prison, but people do go to prison for not paying their taxes, you know.
Oh, they do. Yes.
So it was scary. And once again, it's all paid off now. I've been out of debt. I mean, now I have a little bit of credit card debt that I've reaccrued, but I try to keep it in check. But this year's going to be kind of strange. Like, I do have my main job. I also have my side job of the other podcast that I do that I don't make very much doing, but I make a little bit amount that I'm gonna have to pay taxes on. I also have stocks and bonds for the first time ever that I'm gonna have to go to someone and have them figure that out. I also did inherit a little money this year, and I have no idea what kind of taxes I'm gonna end up paying on that. So I am a little bit nervous going into tax season this year and aware that, like, I need to get on
it. I think you should
right away.
Yeah, I would suggest getting somebody that you trust. Or, you know, ask friends in, because you want someone to be in New York that you can go to. And it does, you don't have to go to them every year. You know, we pay for our joint filing. It's $600, which is kind of expensive. But I know when we were in New York, it was more like $300. Because my experience with taxes, I have to say, I really have to thank my dad. Because growing up, you know, I've had a job since I was 15, and a job that was taxed. Well, that's not true. The first year I worked, I think it was under $10,000, which is in Washington State. You don't have to, back in those days, you didn't have to
something like that
claim.
Yeah,
but I've been working since I was very young, and he would always sit us down and, or sit, I'll speak for myself because I don't know what he did with my brother and sister, but like we did our taxes on our own. Like we didn't do TurboTax or whatever. We filled it out. We had the form, and it was, you know, there's two things, well, there's probably more, but two things that I think of my dad being like real hell-bent about always is doing our taxes properly, showing us how, and voting, like making sure we know who we're voting for. Because as an American, you know, I'm first generation, he became a citizen. So these are things that he's like, as a citizen of this country, blah, blah, blah. So I'm not to brag, but no, I will say I want to make sure my kids understand the taxes and aren't afraid of it. Because I think I don't, a lot of people, and I'm not saying that your parents didn't teach you, but I know other friends in my life who have who've gotten into some tax troubles, but it's because their adults never shared with them, their parents, you know, never guided them through it to make it less scary, I think. And so that's why I'm like, with my kids, I'm going to be like, okay. And I even try to share with them our budget. Like, they don't understand a budget. They're like, why can't I just have that right now? I'm like, because we have a budget. Like, we can't spend any more than what our budget is. And if we spent the money, then we have to just hang out and, you know, and not spend money. But they, you know, getting that through their heads, I think, is going to be a gift for them, because I don't want them to get in trouble or be scared. You know?
I feel like I was taught pretty well, but part of it was certain things were taught by example, as far as, yeah, like, I definitely did have to sit down and do my own taxes. And isn't that so weird, thinking back to, like, when you did it on a piece of paper, like wrote the things down? I guess there was just less information that you had to supply back when you had, like, your mall job. But, like, it feels so wild now. And I do think about...
It is crazy.
Yeah, I do think about that, you know, the beginning of my troubles. I think that I was just so ashamed. I think that I was so ashamed that I hadn't realized that I was going to owe. And then, like, the shame compounded on itself when then, like, the years piled up, that I just thought, like, I don't have any right to be this bad when I was given the example of how to do it correctly. Yeah. I was also given the example of how not to do it, because there was a time that my mother, who I love very much, was living far beyond our means, that she was constantly like, she was kind of like a QVC addict. Like, there was always another box on the front porch when I got home from school. And the fact that at the end of her life, that she had a house that was paid off and she had assets is kind of amazing, and a sign that, like, they did at some point have to sit down and go, this isn't working. Like, we are living beyond our means. We are not being financially responsible. And, like, so I did see my parents turn the ship around. Like, I did see my parents figure out, like, this is not sustainable. I think that's part of why I think about my life, that I go, all right, at some point I might have to look at my life and go, something has to change. And I don't know what that is, but yeah, it's definitely been on my mind lately. And with tax season coming up, I'm definitely in that place of, like, holding on, like, not white fun. Knuckling. Yeah.
It's not
so
fun.
So there you go. So you don't have anything random for us this week, right?
Nope, I don't have That's anything totally random. That's totally fine. Sorry.
My random thing is just an explanation as to why we will not be recording next week. And that is because I'm going to be out of town. I am traveling... This was the thing that I spent money on. I rented a little house in Long Island near the beach February, because it's going to be, you know, a beautiful beach weather. But I'm going to go see a friend do a show. And I am excited about it. I'm always a little bit nervous how it's all going to work out. But it's going to be fun. It's like a little house that I do feel like they're charging. Like, the whole thing is like a house with a pool. I'm like, not right now. It's not. Like, I don't know. I don't think you should have that in your advertisement at the moment. But so it should be fun. It should be a fun little vacation, a little, like, a brief time away from New York. So then I'll have that to talk about when we're back the week after next.
Great. Sounds good. You should do a cold plunge then.
We'll see. I mean, you know that I'm not against a cold plunge.
I know.
Like, I will do it. I fully, every shower that I take.
You work out hard and then...
Yep, I turn my shower as cold as I can, and then I count to 60.
Guess who doesn't do that?
You hate the cold water.
I do not.
Vanya would not get in the cold plunge when we were at the Russian spa that one time.
Nope. Now I think I would, because now I know how many benefits there are. But no, I just didn't want to be uncomfortable. Not even for 1 second. I'm like Kim Cattrall.
You're like, I'm at the spa. I'm here to just relax. All right. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
That's awesome. Love you guys. Talk to you later. I love you,
love
Mike
you too.
Johnson.
All right. Bye-bye, y'all. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex in the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows, but you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Also, I have to say, I've been like looking at this recording, like, why is there like, why is there like noise happening? I didn't have my headphones turned on. I like had my headphone in my ear, but I was hearing you through my phone. So it just means I'll have to edit a little bit more, but it's totally fine. So if anyone listening was like, why is there an echo? It was me, because I was just being absolutely stupid for a minute there.
No, that's so funny. I did think I heard myself, and I was like, well, I'm just going crazy because I probably am. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's very silly. Yeah. Anyway, it's all.